Today we're celebrating the appearance day of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So, we'll discuss a little bit about Lord Nityananda, read a bit from Prabhupada's lecture in Bhubaneswar, 1977, the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, and maybe we'll read something from Nityananda Charitamrita, the deliverance of Jagai and Madai. It's given in great detail there, very fascinating interplay between Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. This Nityananda Charitamrita is taken from the Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur, and he's also added some details. He took all the things about Lord Nityananda out of Chaitanya Bhagavat, put them into a special book, and added some amplification. So, you'll get more detail in some pastimes involving Lord Nityananda. On appearance days of Krishna and his avatars, Srila Prabhupada would always be very careful to speak the philosophical truth of the avatar katha. Because unless you understand actually what is Krishna, you'll take all these avatars as mythology or just Hindu folklore. Therefore, Prabhupada was very careful to always give the philosophical context by which you can see. You see through your ears. And by hearing the Siddhanta, then you can see properly. Otherwise, you hear about Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, even you hear about Krishna himself, and you think, oh, at best, these are historical persons, colorful persons, worshipped for many generations. But when you hear the science of the Absolute Truth, Bhagavad Dharma, then you can see, yes, through your clear consciousness, you can see that these personalities, although they have personality, although they have individuality, they are not of this world, nor are they parts and parcels. They are complete whole, Om Purnam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is difficult for us to understand, how the Supreme Absolute Truth can have body and form and activities and qualities. Particularly when you hear about Lord Nityananda, it's very difficult sometimes to understand this is the Supreme Absolute Truth. Sometimes devotees of Lord Chaitanya would go to him and say, we have no doubts in you, Mahaprabhu, but this Nitai, he's so bewildering. Why is he worshipped so much? He's supposed to be a sannyasi, but he dresses in jewels and gold and pearls, and he wears such fancy clothes. And this is supposed to be a worshipable person? And the things he does, chewing betel and all sorts of things, going around in an intoxicated state. Lord Nityananda, he's difficult to understand with the ordinary senses. Then Lord Chaitanya explained to the devotee that Nityananda is as dear to him as itself, and Nityananda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Throughout Chaitanya Leela, you'll find Lord Chaitanya offering prayers to Nityananda, and Nityananda offering prayers to Lord Chaitanya. Yeah? Just like in Vrindavan, sometimes Krishna would offer prayers to Balaram. Just like when Krishna and Balaram went into the forest of Vrindavan. Krishna would point out, just look, Balaram, all the forest is worshipping you. The trees are bowing down at your feet. The deer are looking at you with such affection. The peacocks are dancing jubilantly. The cuckoos are making sweet sounds, all because of you, Balaram. Because you are the original person. And Krishna would say, Balaram, just by your glance, over the hills and mountains, they become auspicious. In this way, Krishna would glorify Balaram. So you'll find in Chaitanya Leela that Lord Chaitanya glorifies Nityananda, and Nityananda, he glorifies Lord Chaitanya. Makes it very confusing for persons who do not have the guidance of spiritual master to understand this. what are these people, these Vaishnavas? Are they pantheists? They think many gods are there? What's going on? especially in the Western world, the Christians, they become proud. We are monotheists. We believe in the one God. But you Vaishnavas, so many gods. Who is God? Is it Nityananda? Is it Chaitanya? Which one is God? And then in India, you have the impersonalists, the Mayavadis. What is their job? They have a very difficult task of making everything one without distinction. Any variety that you see is simply an illusion. There's just one substance without distinction, without variety. Supreme Absolute Truth is one. Everything else is illusion. So what does Krishna do? He says, oh, you want to make everything one? Well, I will come as five. I will come as Panchatattva and show you. I will challenge your nonsense. You say everything is one. I'm coming in five features. Now what do you say about that? So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda's pastimes, they demonstrate the variety of the spiritual world. Now, Lord Nityananda, he is the crest jewel of Guru Tattva. All these spiritual masters, they are getting their strength from Lord Nityananda. He is the guru principle in personification. And he bestows his mercy upon the devotees, and then they can become advanced in Krishna consciousness. One technical point that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakura points out is that actually into the innermost circle of Krishna's associates, Srimati Radharani gives the access. Not Nityananda directly, but Srimati Radharani will only give that access upon the recommendation of Nityananda Prabhu. So they are working together in a very special relationship. Balaram, he gives the strength. Bala means strength. Rama means enjoyment. The strength to carry on in our spiritual life is coming from Balaram. And Balaram, as Lord Nityananda, he is giving the strength as spiritual master. Krishna gives the instructions. Balaram gives the strength to carry the instructions. They are working complementary in that way. The instructions and the strength to carry out the instruction, the order. We want spiritual strength, not material strength. This is what Prabhupada would always emphasize on Lord Nityananda's appearance day. The necessity for spiritual strength. We cannot advance in Krishna consciousness based on our own tiny material strength. No, we need a higher power. And that higher power comes to us as Lord Nityananda, who as Guru frees us from material desires so we can worship Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur, he has written so nicely in his song, Gauranga Balite Habe Pulaka Sharir Hari Hari Balite Nayane Bahanir. When, he says, will his eyes shoot forth with showers of tears when chanting the name Gauranga? When will the body shiver with ecstasy? When will that time come? First, Akabe Nitai Chandeya Karuna Hoide Samsara Bhashna Mora Kabe Tuchahabe. The shivering in the body when chanting the name Gauranga will only come when Nityananda frees you of material desires. When your desires for material enjoyment become insignificant. Samsara Vasana Mora Kabe Tuchahabe. Tucha, insignificant, like nothing. What is the essence of insignificant material enjoyment? Nothing material enjoyment. Prahlad Maharaj says, Yan maitu nari griha meri sukham hitucham. The so-called happiness exchanged in materialistic household life, particularly the sex activities, sukham hitucham. It's a pleasure, so-called pleasure, that is so insignificant it's not worth speaking about. But the materialists make such a big thing about it. You want to go to the West? That's all the West is, making a big thing about Vinaya Medhi Sukha. That's all that's going on. All science, all universities, all knowledge, all education, simply Vinaya Medhi Sukha. That's all. Without that, they go crazy. Everything begins with that and ends with that. So you want to understand what goes on in the other countries? Simply that. Griha Medhi Sukha. That's all. So many complications just to get that one thing. So Prahlada Maharaj says, Yan Maitunadi Griha Medhi Sukham Hyucham. That thing is so insignificant. Just like sometimes when we're walking on Parikrama, some little children come up to you and they want some little thing from you. Give them a little sweet or some paisa or something. And they're always pulling, give. They follow you down the field, give a little something, just give a little something. Now, for you it is a small thing, but for them it's such a big thing. Similarly, material desires for sex enjoyment are like that. We make such a big thing out of such a small thing. What is a good example? A mustard seed. Someone has a mustard seed and you want it. And you become in great anxiety, please give me the mustard seed. I must have the mustard seed. Now a wise person understands. You've seen a mustard seed? A wise person understands. What is a mustard seed? Why are you in anxiety over a mustard seed? You're making such a big thing out of it. No, I must have it. It is the goal of life. A mustard seed, please. So that is insignificant thing, but you're making such a big thing out of it. Similarly, the sex desire is like that. It's making the big thing out of a mustard seed. Oh, I must have this in my life, otherwise my life will not be complete. It is the essence of living. Griha Medhi Sukha. Insignificant. Something is there, yes, something is there. When you have a mustard seed in your hand, can you deny it? Can you say nothing is there? No. When you have the mustard seed in your hand, something is there. But it's so insignificant, it's not even worth talking about. That's what Prahlada Maharaj meant by Griha Medhi Sukha. Sukha Mituchim, so insignificant, don't even make a big thing out of it. Kanduyanena Karayo Ivaduka Dukam. He gives a very nice example. Anyone who's been bitten by a mosquito on their hand knows this example. Prahlada Maharaj says this Griha Medhi Sukha, Maitini Bhava, is like rubbing two hands together to relieve an itch. When I was in Ecuador recently, I was at a beach on the ocean, very nice, very scenic. Then I had to relieve myself, I had to pass. So while I was passing, mosquitoes were attacking my rear. So many mosquitoes came. And maybe 20 bites. So I thought, I know, when you have mosquito bites, do not scratch. It only gets worse. So for 3 or 4 hours, I maintained strict sense control and discipline. No scratching. But the temptation was so great. You have a mosquito bite, you should scratch. Not much, but just a little. Just like, you have this body, it should engage in material desires. Not much, just a little. But 3 hours, I will not scratch. It only makes it worse. I will not scratch. But then, what happened? Oh, I know what happened. I went to sleep. I was okay before I went to sleep. Then while I was sleeping, in my sleep, I started to scratch. Just a little bit. Then I woke up. Oh no, I shouldn't scratch. It's going to make the itching worse. But then, but you've already scratched twice. Why not scratch again? Just one more time. And then you scratch one more time. You think, oh, now I'm already fallen. So let me keep on scratching. What is the use? I'm a pretender. I'm already fallen. I've scratched once, twice, three times. Just see. Just let me scratch anyway. And then, by the time when I got up in the morning, it makes it worse. The scratching of the bumps makes it worse. It's very red and bleeding. So Prahlada Maharaj says, Kanduyanena Kavayo Iva Dukha Dukam. This Griha Medhi Sukha, this sex desire, trying to fulfill it. It's like rubbing the hands together to relieve an itch. Then, Tritlantineha Kripana Bahu Dukkha Bhaja. The fools who engage in this scratching business, this insignificant material enjoyment, they are never satisfied. Tripyanti neha, never, never, never. This is what the materialists will never tell you. They'll never tell you that they're never satisfied. They always have this pride. I'm having so many things. They'll never admit we're not satisfied, we're frustrated. Now they want to give this nonsense to India. They recognize India is the last. India and China, these are the last markets where the people have not been exploited. So now they're trying to increase all the material desires in India. You need dishwasher, you need electric this, you need electric that, and buy them from us. So they want to agitate the material desires in India. But they don't tell the people in India that we have tried all these things in the West, and no one is satisfied. They want to tell you that. No, no, you need, you need. You have a house? You have no dishwashing machine? What is the use of you? Your life is half wasted. You have no electric toothbrush? How can you live? You have electric toothbrush? No. Incomplete. So this is the anxiety they try to produce in you. You must have these things. They never admit we have never been satisfied. No, they never admit that. This is the trick of Maya. So Prahlad Maharaj says, Trit Yanti Neha. Bahu Dukkha Bhaja. Trit Yanti Neha Kripana. The Kripanas, the misers, the fools. They engage in this scratching activity. Never satisfied. It simply brings them different types of misery. That's all. Different types of misery. One type is bad enough, but then you get different types of misery. Kandutivan manasijam vishahet dira. So what is Prahlad Maharaj's advice about this grihamedi sukha, sukhamitucham? His advice is, if you are dira, if you are a sober person, you tolerate the itch and you save so much suffering. If you are dira, Kandutivan manasijam vishahet dira. You tolerate the itch. It will go away. Once in Los Angeles, Prabhupada was describing the different types of lamentation according to the different ashrams. You're all brahmacharis here, or you want to be brahmacharis? No householders here? Okay. So, Prabhupada was saying that there is the grihastha lamentation, and there is the brahmachari lamentation. So what is the brahmachari lamentation? You see, maybe here you are at the mandir here, and you look out on the Parikrama trail, and you see nice couple walking together, you know, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, you know, on Parikrama together, being nice Vedic couple, worshiping Giriraj together. You see like that. Oh, that looks so nice. When will I have such a situation? She dressed so nicely, nice sari, very clean, very submissive. That's what your mind tells you, very submissive. And he's looking so happy there, worshiping Krishna together. Oh, why cannot that be me? Look at me, I'm just brahmachari, sleeping in a room with others, a few pieces of cloth, maybe one tape recorder sometimes. Only that, sweatshirt. Oh, but they are probably so happy, they must have a little house. They're going on pilgrimage together. When will that day be mine? Worshipping Krishna together. Saying, oh no, I cannot think like that. I'm a brahmachari. Oh. So Prabhupada said, this is a brahmachari lamentation. I cannot think like that. No. So Prabhupada said that the lamentation is there for some time, but then it will go away. Soon it will go away. Soon you'll begin to realize the strength of being a brahmachari. Simple living, much ability to concentrate on Krishna. Then, what is the other kind of lamentation? That is the grihastha lamentation. He said, the grihastha lamentation? Oh, why did I do it? 25 years, I must stay like this. Oh, why did I do it? Such a long time. If you marry when you're 25, then until you're 50, you are in that situation. And you're lamenting, why? Oh, why did I become illusioned? I thought my life would become complete. Now I have to go through so much trouble, making money, taking care of babies, listening to the light. Yeah. We were doing parikrama around Govardhan yesterday. And so many ladies were there doing parikrama together. Of course, that is very nice to circumambulate and give you a very nice. But talking so fast, the whole thing, all around here. That's what you'll have to listen to in your home. You think, oh, she will simply come before me and say, Hare Krishna Prabhu, what is it you desire to eat today? What would you like for me to cook for you? You think it's like that? No. All of them. So Prabhupada said, the Grihastha lamentation is for a long time. Brahmachari lamentation is there, but very short time. Very short time. Sometimes there are difficulties, difficult moments, but if you just tolerate and engage in Krishna's service, very soon you become happy. So, we must bear in mind this insignificant material enjoyment, not become disturbed by it. And if the disturbance is there, we must know how to take shelter in devotional service and the holy name. There is escape, but you have to know how to escape the disturbance. So you all have a very nice situation here. You can live as real brahmacharis. Very fortunate. You have senior devotees guiding you here. Everything is well managed. Everything carefully organized so you can make spiritual advancement. So you should take advantage. And don't think, oh, I can only stay here a short time, then I must get my own situation, my own Vedic queen, my Draupadi. Well, then your life becomes so complicated. So complicated. And you lament, oh, I remember when I was a brahmachari, life was so simple. Life was so easy. You have good prasad here, such nice prasad. You don't have to listen to... No, automatically you get nice prasad. No little babies crawling around, you have to pick them up. And no. Simply tolerate a little bit of inconvenience. And it is true. Sometimes it is inconvenient. It is true. The material desires start to push. You want someone to appreciate you. Sometimes in brahmachari life, you don't feel appreciated. There's no one who cares for me. I want to love someone. You simply stick to your sadhana in good association, and gradually you realize that the Vaishnavas do care for each other. But we are not interested in satisfying one another's material desires. But the care is there, the spiritual care. So here in this ashram, I can feel that all the devotees, they are nicely cared for. They are adequately clothed, very nicely fed, nicely engaged in devotional service, nice sadhana program. What more can you want? Something is missing? Anything missing? Something missing? Yes, there is something missing. There are no ladies here. So sometimes the mind becomes disturbed. Yeah? But understand this is a disease that will go away. It's like when you have fever. Gradually it will go away, you'll become healthy. When you have fever, you don't take yourself seriously when you have a fever. No, I'm simply having a fever. Similarly, this sex desire is like that. It's a disease that it'll go away. You don't become absorbed in it. You become absorbed in Krishna service. Now, Nityananda, he can reduce the material desires. That is Narottam Das Thakur's point. Al kabe nitai chande karuna hoide samsara vasana mora kabe tucha habe. When will Lord Nityananda make my material desires down to the mustard seed level? By his mercy, I'll see material desires as insignificant. Like Prahlad Maharaj said, sukami tucha, kape tucha abe. Mustard seed. Then what will happen? When Nityananda gives me his mercy and reduces my material desires, then I can see Vrindavan. Vishaya chariya ave, chuda ave mana, kabe hava, herava, Sri Vrindavan. Kabe hava, herava, Sri Vrindavan. I will see Vrindavan when my desires for material enjoyment become extinct and they go away. Otherwise, what does Vrindavan look like? You cannot actually see. To actually see Vrindavan, no material desires. You cannot force your way into Vrindavan. I will see. No. You have to get Lord Nityananda's mercy so the material desires go. Then you will see Vrindavan. So those of you who are living in Vrindavan, you're so much dependent on Lord Nityananda. You see, how does the process work? First, you contact Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu gives you access to Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, he frees you from material desires so that you can become solidly fixed in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's service. Once you are reduced, once your material desires are reduced, then you can enter into Vrindavan. So first, Lord Chaitanya, this is the process as described by Narottam Das Thakur. First, Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda, he allows you actually to become fixed in service to Lord Chaitanya. And then you can see Vrindavan. And once you are actually seeing Vrindavan, then you need the mercy of the six Goswamis. Rupa Raghunatha Pade, Hoyibe Akuti, Kabe Hama Herava Sri Jugala Piriti. You can understand the activities of Radha and Krishna by the literature of the Goswamis. But before you can live in Vrindavan and relish the literature of the Goswamis, you must have the mercy of Lord Nityananda to actually see Vrindavan. So that is the process. First Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Nityananda, then the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. In this way, one day, we can actually experience the spiritual world here in Vrindavan. We are living in the spiritual world, but we may not be able to see. So the process to be able to see is to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He's the original spiritual master. But his activities are very bewildering. Very bewildering. Difficult for materialists to understand. Always in ecstasy like Avaduta. He broke Lord Chaitanya's danda. You know that. And then, who was the devotee who asked him to hold the danda? I forgot his name. One devotee had asked Lord Chaitanya, please hold Lord Chaitanya's danda. So Lord Nityananda, he sat down, looked at the danda, Lord Chaitanya's danda. Just broke it. In other words, what does Lord Chaitanya need with the danda? Everything is his. There's nothing to renounce. Then the devotee came back and said, oh, what have you done? You've broken Mahaprabhu's danda. Who has done this? Have you, who? And what did Lord Nityananda reply? The one who accepted the danda has broken the danda. In other words, he is actually Krishna as Nityananda. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted the danda, and as Nityananda, he broke the danda. The one who has accepted the danda has broken the danda. Very mysterious. So the materialists can understand this. The mundane scholars, they may learn Bengali and let us study the Vaishnav literature. The medieval version of literature of Bengal. They say like that at the universities. Yes, I have studied Bengali. Nityananda and Chaitanya. Very interesting personalities. They cannot make head or tail of all this. They make it some kind of mystical riddle. Nityananda answers, the one who accepted the danda broke the danda. You think some scholar can understand it? No, they just think, oh, this is Vaishnav magical talking. This is some kind of bewildering talk, like witchcraft. They think like that. Not rational. So Nityananda specializes in bewildering the material analysis. He cannot be understood materially. Often he would have fights with Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya would always say, you reject Paramahansa, you're always disturbing people's religious principles, you don't know how to behave properly, you have no proper etiquette, you cannot even take prasad properly, you're throwing rice here and there, ruining my religious principles in my home. Advaita Acharya, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So is Nityananda. But they're talking like that, showing you the variety of the spiritual world. Those of you from the Western world, can you imagine going to your local priest, or local rabbi, or religious leader, and telling them, let us describe God. When God is taking rice, as Lord Nityananda, he's throwing it here and there, and then God, as Advaita Acharya, is chastising him, you are a reject. This is our religion. They'll laugh, what is this craziness? The Christian understanding of God, it is very little. Something is better than nothing. They will say, God, he created the world in 6 days, and then he got tired, he had to rest on the seventh day. Yes, that is Christianity. He created in 6 days, on the seventh day he had to rest. This is God. So, therefore, up until recently in the Christian world, Sunday is a day of rest. No one works on Sunday because God had to rest on that day, so we shall also rest. That is their understanding. Of course, now they are busy working every day of the week, but still they have this conception. Sunday is a day of rest because God rested on Sunday. And then they have conception of God as the great baker. He gives the daily bread. Christians are always praying, dear Lord, give us our daily bread. No, this is the great baker. Great baker, Purusha. bread. This is their conception. And they think, he only had one son. God only had one son, and he was crucified. So they actually feel sorry for God. This is a shame. God sent his only son, and he was crucified. Prabhupada would always point out, an ordinary man could have 10 sons. And you think God only has one son? One son means favorite son because of his bhakti. It doesn't mean God only has one son. So in this way, it takes a very high understanding of the Supreme Lord to understand Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So please remember, today we must beg Lord Nityananda to free us from material desires. Then we can become fixed in Lord Chaitanya's service. So let's see. Everyone understands, almost everyone here understands English well enough that I can read, Very fascinating, this deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. Jagai and Madhai, very, very fascinating. Let's see how long it is. It's very interesting. It is a bit long. One day, Nityananda and Haridas met two drunkards on the way. These two were plunderers, murderers, and addicted to wine and women. There was no end to their misdeeds. They had not committed. People watched them from a distance, not daring to come close. On one occasion, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas arrived on the spot. The two drunkards were sometimes very friendly towards each other, and other times they pulled each other's hair in anger. They constantly abused each other with filthy words. "We'll degrade the caste of the brahmanas of Nadia," they exclaimed, fully intoxicated from drinking wine. Their bodies were filled with all kinds of sins. Only the sin of blaspheming the Vaishnavas was not yet committed. Since they spent their days and nights in the company of drunkards, there was no possibility for them to commit any offense against the Vaishnavas. In other words, that's the only thing that saved them from offending devotees, is that they were always around drunkards. They were never around devotees. Otherwise, if they were around devotees, they would offend them. But their association was drunkards, so they never had a chance to offend devotees. Not because they were fortunate, but they just were never around devotees. But they would get their chance to offend devotees. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas watched from a distance how the two drunkards punched and abused each other with filthy words. Nityananda then asked some of the people of that area, "What is the caste of these two? Why are they doing like this?" The people replied, "Oh Gosai, these two drunkards are Brahmanas. They were born to well-respected parents of a high family. Many of their forefathers lived in Nadia. In fact, there is not even a tinge of fault in their dynasty. Only these two forgot their social duties and commit all kinds of sins since their birth. Considering them most sinful, their own family members rejected them since they freely mixed with drunkards. The people of Nadia are always afraid of them, because at any time these two may set their houses on fire. There are no sins these two have not committed. They rob, they steal, they kill, they rape, they eat meat and drink wine." Now, when Nityananda heard about this from the people, what did he do? He began to think, how can they be delivered? Lord Caitanya has descended to deliver the fallen people of his age. Where will he find anyone more fallen than these two? So Nityananda thought, if Mahaprabhu's mercy can deliver these two, then the entire world will glorify the Lord for his saving mercy. These two, Jagai and Madai, were so sinful that if the people of Nadia happened to touch their shadows, they would take back in the Ganges. Just by touching their shadow, that's how sinful they were. Now, Nityananda, he's turning to Haridas. "Haridas, look how miserable these two drunkards are. They are born in a Brahmin family, but their behavior is most sinful. They will be unable to escape the most severe punishment of Yamaraj. Oh, Haridas, the Muslims beat you so severely that you almost died. Still, you desire welfare for such people in your mind. If you really desire their welfare in your heart, then surely these two drunkards will be delivered. The Lord never ignores your will. He has often confirmed this fact." Haridas knew perfectly well the glories of Lord Nityananda. He thought, he will certainly deliver those two drunkards. So Nityananda say, "Haridas, please deliver them." And Haridas thinking, "Oh, Nityananda, he will surely deliver them." Haridas said, "Listen, O Lord, whatever you desire is indeed the desire of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu." Smiling, Nityananda embraced Haridas and said in an extremely soft tone, "Let's go and repeat the Lord's order to these two drunkards. The Lord commands everyone to worship Krishna. This is particularly fitting for the most sinful. Our duty is simply to repeat the Lord's orders. Even after repeating, if it doesn't work, then it's the Lord's will." This is Sankirtan, you see? They're saying, look, Nityananda is saying, we just repeat what Mahaprabhu has said. If we repeat it and it doesn't work, that is the will of the Lord. But we do our job. Lord Caitanya has ordered us to deliver the most fallen. We're just humble servants. So, Nityananda and Haridas went before the two drunkards. Pious people standing by were trying to stop them. They warned, "If you go near them, you may lose your lives. We're so afraid of these two drunkards. That's why we always stay inside. How dare you go near them? They don't care for sannyasis. They kill brahmanas and cows without any discrimination." So the people were warning, Nityananda Haridas. Don't go near them. Be careful for your life. But Nityananda and Haridas approached them, chanting, Krishna, Krishna. From a little distance away, Nityananda and Haridas loudly repeated the Lord's message to the two devotees. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Laha Krishna Nam, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Chant Krishna, worship Krishna, and sing the glories of Krishna. Krishna is your mother, father, wealth, and life. Lord Krishna has mercifully delivered you. Please give up your sinful life and worship him. Now what happened? Hearing the loud voice of Nityananda and Haridas, the two drunkards raised their hands and looked around. Their eyes became red with anger. Seeing the sannyasi features of Nityananda and Haridas, they chased them, screaming, catch them! Catch them! Nityananda and Haridas quickly ran away. The two drunkards chased them, yelling, wait, wait! They ran behind Nityananda and Haridas like a raging storm. The two lords ran away as if in great fear. Nityananda and Sankirtan running from the drunkards. All the pious people watching, they thought, we tried to stop these two sannyasis from going near the drunkards. Now they're in great danger. And all the atheists began to smile secretly. They said, today Narayan has punished those pseudo sannyasis. Nityananda and Haridas. Then the brahmanas, the pious brahmanas, began to pray to the Lord. Please save them. The pious brahmanas are praying to the Lord Narayan. Please save Nityananda. Please save Haridas. So everyone had run away out of fear. The scene is that they're just these two drunkards chasing, and Lord Nityananda and Haridas running. The drunkards were always shouting, we've almost caught them! We've almost caught them! But they couldn't catch hold of Nityananda and Haridas. While running, Nityananda said to Haridas, oh, Vaishnava Haridas, what do you think? If we survive today, it will be our good fortune. Haridas replied, oh Lord, what can I say? It's all my fault that we'll soon untimely lose our lives. This is the result of teaching drunkards about Krishna. We'll soon get our reward in the form of death. Speaking like this, both Nityananda and Haridas ran while smiling. The two drunkards chased the lords in a fit like a raging storm. They were both fat and unable to run as swiftly as Nityananda and Haridas. They still tried to run as fast as possible. The drunkards yelled at Nityananda and Haridas, oh brothers, where are you going? Now, how will you escape the grip of Jagai and Madhai? You don't know who's chasing you. Turn around and see. We are Jagai and Madhai here. Pretending to be fearful, the two lords ran very swiftly, hearing the threats of the two drunkards. They prayed, oh Krishna, oh Govinda, please save us. Nityananda's praying, oh Krishna, oh Govinda, please save us. Haridas Thakur said, I cannot run anymore. Alas, why did I come with this naughty boy, even knowing his restless nature? He's talking about Nityananda. Why did I come on Sankirtan with Nityananda? This naughty Nityananda, I knew he had a restless nature. Why did I come on Sankirtan with him? He says, Haridas said, Krishna saved me before from the wrath of the Muslims. You know, he was beaten 22 marketplaces. So you think, Krishna saved me before from the Muslims, but today I'm surely going to die because of Nityananda. I went on Sankirtan with him, and now we're in so much trouble. Nityananda replied, I'm not a restless person. Think carefully, and you'll find it's your Lord Chaitanya who is restless. Your Lord is but a simple brahmana, yet he orders like a king. By his order only, we're going door to door to preach his message. Though we carry out his orders, preaching door to door, so far we've not found anyone heeding our request. In fact, people simply call us thieves and cheaters and nothing else. If we don't follow his order, we'll be ruined. And if we do follow, then this is the result. I know you'll not find fault with your Lord, so ultimately it's me who is to blame. those Nityananda is giving their Sankirtan experiences. By Mahaprabhu's order, we're going door to door. People are blaspheming us, calling us thieves, and there's no success. This is the result we get from carrying out Mahaprabhu's order. But if we don't carry out the order, we'll be ruined. So he's telling Haridas, why don't you find fault in the one who gave us the order? Find fault with Mahaprabhu, but you're blaming me. And you blame the person who sent you, yes? Is that what happened there? Why did they send us to this town? It's no good. So Nityananda, he's doing that. He's saying, Haridas, you don't blame me, you blame Mahaprabhu. He sent us on Sankirtan. Why are you blaming me? But you just will not blame him, you just blame me. Finally, Nityananda and Haridas reached Lord Chaitanya's house. The drunkards were dulled by drinking wine and quite confused. They were so drunk they couldn't see Nityananda and Haridas anymore. Being baffled, being confused, they began to push and pull each other. They were too drunk to understand where they were or how they reached this place. After some time, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur looked back. They did not see the two drunkards following them anymore. Both Nityananda and Haridas gave a sigh of relief and embraced each other. Then they went to meet Lord Vishvambara. The lotus-eyed Mahaprabhu was sitting inside the house. He looked charming, his beauty conquering the beauty of Cupid. The Lord was sitting there. He's surrounded by the Vaishnavas. So Nityananda and Haridas gave the report, how we asked these drunkards to chant the name of Krishna, but they chased us in anger. Said, we're fortunate enough to be alive. The Lord, Mahaprabhu, asked, who are these two drunkards? What are their names? So then the devotees began to explain about Jagai and Madhai, how they became so degraded by bad association. They can't live without wine for a single day. They've stolen from every house in Nadia. They've broken into every house in Nadia and stolen them. Lord Chaitanya said, yes, I know them very well. If they come here, I'll cut them both to pieces. Nityananda said, you can do whatever you want, but as long as these two drunkards are around, I'm not going out to preach. Why do you needlessly brag about yourself? First, you make them chant the names of Govinda. By nature, a pious person chants the holy names of Krishna. But these two drunkards don't know anything except committing sin. If you can deliver these two persons, then your name as Patita Pavana will have meaning. So Lord Nityananda is putting the whole thing on Lord Chaitanya. You go do it. You can do whatever you want, but as long as Jagai and Madhai are around, I'm not going out on Sankirtan. Lord Vishvambara smiling replied to Nityananda, these two drunkards were already delivered the moment they saw you and had your darshan. Since you desire their ultimate benefit, Krishna will soon deliver them. Hearing this from the lotus mouth of the Lord, all the Vaishnavas immediately began to chant, Hari, Hari! Everyone there was convinced that the two drunkards would now be saved. So you notice, Nityananda saying to Mahaprabhu, you deliver them. It's your job. And Mahaprabhu saying, but just by the drunkards seeing you, they're already delivered. So this way they're passing back and forth between each other. Nityananda is saying, why do you always brag about yourself? You go make them chant the names of Govinda. You deliver them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, but they already saw you. They're already delivered because they saw you. Then Haridas Thakur said to Advaitacharya, the Lord sent me with this restless boy. I remain somewhere while he goes somewhere else. Haridas is describing what happens when he goes out on Sankirtan with Nityananda. He's telling Lord Chaitanya what Nityananda is really doing. He says, he jumps into the Ganges, and the Ganges is filled with crocodiles in the rainy season, but this Nityananda tries to catch the crocodiles while swimming. I loudly call and warn him from the bank, but alas, he floats fearlessly in the water with the crocodiles. When he comes out of the water, he sees some of his friends, he chases them to beat them. When the parents of these boys come with sticks in their hands, I fall at their feet and beg pardon on his behalf. Sometimes he steals ghee and yogurt from cowherd men and runs away.
those coward men, they catch me and try to beat me instead. He does things he's not supposed to do. Whenever he sees an unmarried girl, he tells her, I will marry you. Sometimes he rides on the back of an ox and calls himself Mahadev. At other times, he milks others' cows and drinks the milk. If I try to teach him something, he scolds me. He boldly says, what can your great Acharya do to me? He also says, what can your Chaitanya do? Who do you think? You think he's Lord? What can he do to me? I'm not afraid of him. I have never disclosed these things to the Lord before. Today, Providence saved us from danger. We saw two drunks lying in a stupor on the street. Nityananda went before them, repeating the message of the Lord. With cruel anger, the two drunkards rushed after us to beat us up. Mahaprabhu, I think it's by your mercy alone we were saved today. Then Advaita Acharya began to reply, smiling. This, in other words, hearing about Nityananda, all the things he does, doesn't surprise me at all. A drunk will naturally associate with other drunks. Those three drunkards should remain together. Haridas, you're a strict celibate. Why do you associate with Nityananda? You'll see. This Nityananda will turn everyone into a drunkard. I know him very well. Just you wait and see. Within a few days, he'll bring those two drunkards to the assembly of the Vaishnavas. While speaking in this way, Advaita Acharya became very angry. In a grave voice, he said, we'll soon see Lord Chaitanya's wonderful love and devotion toward Lord Krishna, as well as his power to induce everyone to dance and chant for Krishna. You will see tomorrow, Nimai and Nitai will bring those two drunkards here and dance with them. Nimai and Nitai will not discriminate about the drunkard's position. But, he's speaking to Haridas, I think you and I will have to leave this place to safeguard our social prestige. Seeing a great Acharya's angry mood, Haridas Thakur began to laugh. He thought the two drunkards would definitely be delivered soon. Who can understand the words of a great Acharya? Only Haridas understood their meaning. The two drunkards, Jagai and Madai, wandered all over Navadvipa. So one day they came to the bathing dock where Mahaprabhu took bath. And they made their camp at that bathing dock. During the day they would go around Navadvipa plundering houses. And at night they would come to the bathing dock. And they would actually be staying near Mahaprabhu's house. So the drunkards, Jagai and Madai, they stayed awake all night hearing the sounds of kirtan from Mahaprabhu's house. And while the kirtan was coming from Mahaprabhu's house, the drunkards would start to dance and drink more wine. Whenever the kirtan would begin, they would quickly get up and dance. And the wine, they drank so much wine, they didn't know what was going on, where they were, or what they were doing. So whenever they would meet Lord Chaitanya, Jagai and Madai, what would they say? Nimai Pandit, did you finish singing your prayers to Durga? That's what they thought was going. You sing very well. And we want to see and hear you sing. We'll give you everything that we robbed during the day. That was their conception of kirtan, that Mahaprabhu was singing to Durga, and it was very inspiring for them to drink. Yeah, the more, you know, that's what they thought the kirtan was for. Nice to sing and dance and drink alcohol. So they promised Mahaprabhu, please sing and dance. We'll bring you all the things we've robbed from people's houses during the day. Mahaprabhu, of course, stayed away from them, knowing them to be sinful. One day, after traveling around Nadia, Nityananda Prabhu was returning home in the evening. Suddenly, Jagai and Madai caught him. Jagai and Madai screamed, who is this? Who are you? Nityananda Prabhu replied, I'm going to Lord Chaitanya's house. So they were completely drunk, the two brothers. They asked Nityananda, what's your name? Nityananda replied, my name is Abhadutta. Absorbed in childhood mood, Lord Nityananda then started to talk with the two drunkards. He had already decided to deliver those two fallen souls. He thus purposely came to their place that night. Hearing the name Avadhuta, Madhai became extremely angry. He picked up his pitcher and hit Lord Nityananda on the head. As the pitcher hit Lord Nityananda's head, it cut him and he started bleeding. Nityananda Prabhu simply remembered Govinda. Seeing Lord Nityananda's bleeding head, Jagai became compassionate. He forbade Madhai from hitting the Lord again. Jagai said, "Why did you do such a cruel thing? What will you gain by killing a beggar? Leave him, leave him. It's no good to kill a sannyasi." People quickly went and told Lord Chaitanya about this incident. The Lord instantly rushed to the spot along with his associates. Blood flew from Lord Nityananda's head. Still, he simply smiled, standing next to Jagai and Madhai. Seeing blood on Nityananda Prabhu's head, Lord Chaitanya went into a trance and began to invoke his Sudarshan Chakra. The Sudarshan Chakra instantly appeared there, and Jagai and Madhai personally saw it. All the devotees became totally perplexed. In the meantime, Lord Nityananda quickly began to persuade the Lord. Lord Nityananda said to Mahaprabhu, "Oh Lord, when Madhai tried to hit me again, this Jagai actually saved me. Just by chance, blood came out. I'm not at all disturbed. Oh Lord, I beg you, please give me these two bodies in alms. Please be calm. I have no distress." As soon as Mahaprabhu heard that Jagai actually saved Nityananda Prabhu, he became pleased and embraced Jagai. The Lord said to Jagai, "May Krishna be merciful to you. You have purchased me by saving Nityananda. Ask for any boon you desire. From today, you will achieve loving devotional service." When the Vaishnavas heard the Lord's benediction to Jagai, they jubilantly chanted, "All glories to Lord Hari!" As soon as the Lord gave pure devotional service to Jagai, he at once fell senseless to the ground. The Lord said, "Jagai, please get up and look at me. I have indeed awarded you love and devotion." Then Jagai saw the beautiful four-handed form of Lord Vishrambar holding a conch, disc, club, and lotus. Seeing this form of Lord Chaitanya, Jagai again fell senseless to the ground. Gauranga then placed his lotus feet on his chest. Jagai obtained the wealth of the Lord's lotus feet, which are the life and soul of Lakshmi. Jagai caught hold of those invaluable jewels on his chest. Holding the Lord's lotus feet on his chest, Jagai began to cry. Such is the wonderful pastime of Sri Gauranga. Now, what's going to happen? You see, Jagai and Madhai, they function like one. They're so closely connected, they can be like one person. So therefore, because Lord Chaitanya purified Jagai, an effect is happening on Madhai. They're like close twins, so close that if you do something to one, it'll affect the other. So, because Jagai had gotten the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the effect was happening on Madhai. As the Lord bestowed mercy on Jagai, Madhai's heart became purified and changed. In a moment, he took hold of the Lord's cloth, and with folded hands, he fell at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. He appealed to the Lord, "Oh Lord, both Jagai and I committed sins together. Why do you discriminate in giving your mercy? Please be merciful to me, and I'll surely chant your holy names. There's no one else in the world who can save me." So, Madhai is saying, "Look," he's telling Lord Chaitanya, "don't just save Jagai, we both sinned together. So, you can't ignore me. We were partners in crime." The Lord said, "I see no hope for your salvation. You dared to cut Nityananda's body and make it bleed." Madhai replied, "Oh Lord, don't say that. Why do you give up your own merciful nature? When the demons shot arrows at you, why did you still give them your lotus feet?" The Lord said, "Your offense is much more grave since you made Nityananda bleed. Actually, Nityananda is far greater than I am. I make this firm truth known to you." Madhai asked, "Oh Lord, if you've indeed told me the truth, then please tell me how I'll be saved. Only if you cure me will my disease be cured. Oh Lord of the universe, please don't cheat me.
Now I know who you are. How can you hide yourself now?
The Lord said, you committed a grave offense at the feet of Nityananda. Now fall at his lotus feet and beg for pardon.
Once caught hold of the lotus feet of Nityananda,
Mahaprabhu said to Nityananda, listen, Nityananda, it is proper that if someone falls at your lotus feet, you should be merciful to him. Since he made you bleed, only you can forgive him. Now he has surrendered unto you. Nityananda replied, oh Lord, what can I say? You can bestow your mercy on, you can bestow your mercy to anyone, even to a tree.
If I have any piety from all my previous births, I'm going to give it to Madhai. I'm telling you the truth. I don't care for the offenses he's done to me. Oh Lord, please remove your illusory energy and be merciful. This Madhai belongs to you.
Vishwambhara said, if you've indeed forgiven all his offenses, then please embrace him, so his life will be successful. Instructed by the Lord, Nityananda Prabhu tightly embraced Madhai. All Madhai's material bondage and mass of sins were destroyed. Nityananda Prabhu entered the body of Madhai, and thus Madhai became fully equipped with all the energies of the Lord. Thus, both Jagai and Madhai were delivered. They then offered prayers at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. Gauranga Mahaprabhu then commanded them, sin no more. Jagai and Madhai replied, dear Father, no more, not again. The Lord continued, listen, both of you, I have indeed saved you from all your sinful reactions. If you do not sin again, then I'll destroy your sinful reactions from millions of births. That is my responsibility. I'll eat your offerings through your mouths and incarnate through your bodies. Hearing these words from the Lord, both Jagai and Madhai fell unconscious on the ground in ecstasy. Their illusions were removed and they floated in the ocean of happiness. Then Lord Chaitanya instructed, take both of them to my house. Tonight we'll perform kirtan with them. I'll reward these two with what even Lord Brahma rarely attains. Thus, I'll turn them into the best persons in this world. So all the Vaishnavas escorted Jagai and Madhai into the house of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya explained that everyone should know this is the mercy, this is the desire of Nityananda Prabhu. So they closed the door to keep the outsiders out, and then they had kirtan. And both Jagai and Madhai rolled on the ground in ecstasy. The Lord said, these two are no longer drunkards. From now on, they are my servants. All of you, please bestow your mercy on these two, so they may never forget me life after life. In whatever way you may have been offended by them, forgive them and bestow your mercy on them. Hearing the words of the Lord, Jagai and Madhai fell at the feet of all the Vaishnavas and begged pardon. All the great Vaishnavas then blessed them and freed them from all offenses. Lord Chaitanya said, please get up, O Jagai and Madhai. Do not worry. From now on, you're my servants. I will not take your offenses. No one should think them sinful anymore. Such an act is never possible in this very lifetime. Know it for certain that it was the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu alone. Actually, I have already taken all their sinful reactions on me. Do you want to see the proof? To convince everyone that he had already taken all their sinful actions for millions of births, Lord Chaitanya showed that his golden body immediately turned black from the sinful reactions of Jagai Madhai for millions of births. Then Lord Chaitanya began to dance with his associates, accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Arriba!
Arriba!
So, there is hope for us. We can make advancement in Krishna consciousness. And today, Lord Nityananda's appearance day, we should beg Nitai to rescue us from our material desires. Give us the strength to carry out the instructions of Krishna. Hare Krishna. All glory to the Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. H